First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried.
Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning. And a nod to Merle Haggard lost yesterday.
I love Merle Haggard. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried.
And heaven knows there are many mamas who feel that way, too.
That's right.
Now, we're going to move on to some of the conversation that may just bring you back to a certain time in your life, because if you're of a certain age, the name Angela Davis might just bring you back to the tumultuous days of the late 1960s and early 70s. She was an academic who challenged academia, a political activist, and a member of the Black Panthers and an all-black branch of the Communist Party. She went on to become a prolific writer and lecturer and is now a distinguished professor emerita in the History of Consciousness and Feminist Studies departments at the University of California, Santa Cruz. Over the next month, Angela Davis will be in residence at the University of Hawaii at Manoa as the spring 2016 Dan and Maggie Inouye Distinguished Chair in Democratic Ideals. Angela Davis joins us now by phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for making time for us. I know you're very busy.
Certainly.
Your career has spanned some of the most tumultuous times in modern American history, including in just the past few years. Where do you put the civil rights movements right now?
Well, I actually like to talk about the movement against racism. Civil rights was a portion of that movement, and I think that more recently people have begun to recognize that the struggle against racism involves addressing structures of racism, structures embedded in the institutions, the educational, the economic, the political institutions. So in a sense, it almost feels as if we are beginning all over again.
In beginning all over again, is there something that you see that would make a better beginning than the one that happened long ago?
Absolutely. I think that we have a greater sense of the interconnectedness of issues. We recognize that today that it's not possible to address racism in isolation from sexism, from settler colonialism, from homophobia, so that the youth movement that has emerged in the last few years is in a much better situation to understand and develop broader movements. So I'm very excited about this.
The pay gap between women and men is still an issue half a century after the Equal Pay Act. And you seem to allude to that in what you've just said. But has feminism failed, or have younger women failed to push the gender equity agenda as much as their grandmothers did?
Well, nothing ever remains the same. The feminist struggle today is not the same as it was in the late 1960s, although some would like to hold on to the idea that it's possible to address women's issues in isolation from other issues, and so of course the pay gap certainly is an indication of the extent to which the discrimination of women is embedded in the economic apparatus. But again, it's important to recognize, and this has been the contribution of, you know, what was called radical women of color feminism, that we have to address these issues in an intersectional way. We can't simply assume that women's issues can be addressed in isolation, because if we do that, we inevitably end up clandestinely racializing women as white.
In so doing that, though, and understanding that no matter where you are, there still is this huge pay gap, which seems to affect women far more than, obviously, particularly women who are heads of households. How do you go about moving that agenda forward, although you say, obviously, it's part of a larger agenda, but that one seems to really strike at the heart of so many women?
Well, what I'm suggesting is that one looks at the women who are most affected by that issue. And that requires us to also deal with racism. That requires us to also deal, especially here in Hawaii, with the impact of settler colonialism. Oftentimes it's assumed that if one addresses such issues with respect to those women who are, one might say, at the top of the hierarchy, because, of course, women who are involved in the corporate world also experience a pay gap. One assumes that if one addresses those women, then the problem has been solved. However, there will be vast numbers of women left behind. Mm-hmm. So if one deals with women who are simultaneously affected by racism, by homophobia, by gender discrimination, then it seems as if one moves in the direction of changing the situation for all women.
Hawaii likes to believe that it's different in many ways, that we're more accepting of racial diversity because we're more ethnically mixed because of Hawaii's host culture. When you look at Hawaii, what do you see? You've alluded to that a little bit in what you've just said, but what do you see when you look at us from across the water?
Well, you know, I first came to Hawaii many years ago in the 1970s when, as a matter of fact, the struggle on the island of Kaha'olawe was going on. So I acquired, as a result of my contact with people here in Hawaii, a much more complicated sense of what is happening here. Certainly, it's wonderful to experience a place where there is so much cultural diversity, but we can't allow that to conceal the fact that the impact of militarism continues to be vast here in Hawaii. The poverty of Native Hawaiians continues to plague people here, mm-hmm. and I don't want us to assume that diversity mm-hmm. solves everything, because it's possible to have what is called diversity and in the midst of poverty and terrible racism.
I wish we had more time to talk, but I want to thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for inviting me.
A pleasure. American political activist, scholar, and author Angela Davis is the Spring 2016 Dan and Maggie Inouye Distinguished Chair in Democratic Ideals at UH Manoa. More is on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation, about the public events featuring Angela Davis this week and next.
Got a sweet like an angel up on the mountain.